This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, feeling refreshed after a 26-mile marathon. Try running 62 miles at the age of 91. But first, the Bush administration is releasing more than $500,000 from federal programs designed to make parents pay child support, and will use the money to promote an alternative approach to child care. It's called marriage. The Department of Health and Human Services announced this week it will make grants to faith-based and nonprofit organizations that teach courses advocating marriage. But the announcement has raised concerns that the grants violate the separation of church and state and may too narrowly limit the government's definition of marriage. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
The first marriage promotion grants worth $550,000 are going to an Alabama state agency and faith-based groups in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Psychologist Sandra Bender of the Cleveland Heights-based Marriage Coalition will use her portion of the money to teach low-income parents that getting married pays off for parents and children alike.
Married parents have more income. They're far less likely to be poor. Children are much less abused.
The Marriage Coalition encourages clergy to teach premarital classes as part of their ministry. Bender expects her pro-marriage workshops to draw more than 70 low-income couples this year. This is the kind of program envisioned by President Bush in his faith-based initiative. In Philadelphia last month, the president drew cheers by signing an executive order allowing religious organizations to use federal money on such social services.
If a charity is helping the needy, it should not matter if there is a rabbi on the board, or a cross or crescent on the wall, or a religious commitment in the charter. The days of discriminating against religious groups just because they are religious are coming to an end.
The president's faith-based agenda has support from a variety of groups, including the National Black Caucus of State Legislators. And the idea does well in polls, says Joe LeConte of the Heritage Foundation. And while some conservatives balk at the notion of government involvement, LeConte argues it's sound social policy.
The federal government literally spends billions of dollars on family-related services each year, but most of it is aimed at families already in crisis. So it makes some sense to invest some resources in organizations that are trying to prevent families from slipping into the crisis mode in the first place.
But Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, says saving marriages is an inappropriate government goal.
Any tax dollars that end up in the treasuries of religious groups for marriage counseling are going to pay for a religious message about marriage, and that is simply not the business of the federal government.
Left out of President Bush's pro-marriage agenda are people who, by U.S. law, can't get married, gay and lesbian couples. Alice Leeds of PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, says the administration should be more inclusive.
When monies are going out, they should be going out to support families in all their different permutations and in all their different the different kinds of makeups.
The marriage grants announced this week are part of a $2.2 million allocation to advance the nation's child support enforcement system. The administration says the marriage initiative is just another way to ensure that children get proper care from effective parents. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.